انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lomi Simmery from Heal Your Voice on 90s FM.
Heal Your Voice مع لميس السمري كل يوم خميس الساعة 10:30 على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Heal Your Voice with Lomi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Thursday at 10:30 p.m., I'm here to refresh your playlist by introducing you to a unique, famous underground rock, metal, and alternative music, plus knowing about band's history and some stories and meanings behind their discographies. Moreover, you'll catch new releases on streaming platforms from some bands I'll talk about. In today's episode, we'll talk about an American band that was formed in 2009 by 5 members from Azusa, California, although there were multiple lineup changes until 2023, as their earlier work has footnotes which explain each sentence, each lyrics, different sources, and most of the lyrical context covers topics such as war, history, psychology, religion, and politics. Their musical styles are progressive metalcore and Christian metal, although they incorporate non-religious themes and references as well. But moreover, the musical influences are from Architects, Under Oath, or Sleeper, and This Will Destroy You. Okay, let's take a break with the first single and 6th track from their second album. Stay tuned for more, and we'll be back.
Tower, justify my endless terror as my finest hour. Treat me as a
Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Panic Room by Silent Planet, a first single and sixth track from their second album, Everything Was Sound. The background meaning of the song is about soldiers' battle with post-traumatic stress disorder, as I'd explained in a music video. Okay, Silent Planet's current lineup consists of a vocalist, Garrett Russell, who is an only original member, guitarist and vocalist, Mitchell Stark, bassist, Nick Bocock, and drummer, Alexa Camarena. About the vocalist, Garrett Russell has a master's degree in clinical psychology, which played a huge role in songwriting as well as his intellectualism. Okay, let's get into the brief history. The band name is derived from the C.S. Lewis science fiction novel Out of the Silent Planet. In 2009, Silent Planet was created by Garrett Russell as a way to express his spiritual ideals. It was formed along with original lineup from 2009 to 2010. Guitarist and clean vocals, Nick Marshall. Guitarist, David Belvin, Nathan Benedict, and Spencer Keeney. And bassist, Jay Lehrer. And drummer, Jason Scribner. They held practices in the Azusa Pacific University music building during Russell's college years. They shared practice sessions with fellow hardcore band Heba Filter, in which Russell was a former lead vocalist until the band disbanded in late 2011 after releasing an EP and touring. A second lineup from 2010 2011 till 2013. Guitarists Spencer Keeney, Nathan Benedict, and Ryan Whittington. Bassist Garrett Lemister, and drummer Teddy Ramirez. In 2012, the band recorded the first EP in Atlanta, Georgia, with producer Matt Goldman, until they self-released Come Wind, Come Weather on May 15th, 2012. They toured in their support of their first EP. In 2013, they released two singles that related to World War II. The Tiny Hands Au Revoir on February 14th, which tells the story of Margaret Rufanchi, a survivor of the Oradour-sur-Glane massacre, an event that happened on June 10, 1944, and Dangstrand Hibakusha on July 23rd, also tells the story of a World War II victim. This time, the story is set in Japan, just after the impact of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Stardock, there's no rest for a machine. The static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head, it's always red. The static in my head. Return to the ends of time.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Trilogy, a first single and third track from the fourth album, Iridescent. The background meaning of it is about Garrett Russell's experience with a stay in a mental hospital after being hospitalized for a mental breakdown in 2019. This experience also inspired on its track, Terminal, in the same album. Okay, let's continue. A third lineup from 2013 till 2015-2016, guitarist Spencer Keeney, Igor Ivimov, and Mitchell Stark. Bassist and clean vocalist Thomas Frickleton, and drummer Alex Camarena. On January 2, 2014, their second EP, Last Sleep, 1946, which is based on the stories of World War II victims, was released. It contains three songs and two instrumentals. At the same year, on July 13th, band members also stated that the album is set to be released in fall 2014. On September 23rd, it was announced that their debut album would be released through Solid State Records until they released The Night God Slept on November 10th, featured some tracks from their second EP. It was produced, mixed, and mastered by Dan Pronstein, Spencer Keeney, and Will Pitney. Moreover, it featured the vocalist of branches Being as Ocean, Phineas, Dayseeker, and Eye of Helix in some tracks. This album is a gospel narrative shown through women throughout history who have overcome the evils of war in different things in society. Plus, it received positive reviews. A fourth lineup from 2016-2017 to 2023. The guitarist Mitchell Stark, the bassist and clean vocals Thomas Frickleton, and drummer Alex Camarena. From 2015 to 2016, they supported the tour in their support of their debut album until on April 27th, 2016, the band announced on Vance Warped Tour their second album and the release date. Until they released three singles before releasing their second album, Everything Was Sound, on July 1st, 2016. It was produced and mixed and mastered by Spencer Keeney and Will Pitney. Moreover, it featured vocalists of Under Oath and Norma Jean. Everything Was Sound narrates about nine people's experiences with mental illness, as there are some tracks were inspired by Russell's experiences when he worked as a mental health therapist. It received positive reviews. I mean to the album. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Yeah.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Semeri on 90s FM. This was Till We Have Faces, an 11th track from the fourth album, Iridescent. Let's continue. From 2017 to 2018, they started to work on the third album, A Graphic Nature Audi, in Belleville, New Jersey. And they released two singles until they released When the End Began. On November 2nd, 2018, via Solid State Records and Unified. And it was produced, mixed, and mastered by Spencer Keeney and Will Bitney. Plus, this first album to feature Mitchell Stark as the only guitarist. They went on touring in the support of their third album until on November 29th, 2019. Russell announced that he was seeking a treatment for mental health issues, which had led to the band dropping off a tour with Northlane and Polaris. And this incident inspired the three tracks from the fourth album. From 2020 to 2021, on January 24th, 2020, Silent Planet released a re-recorded edition of their debut album, The Night God Slept Redux. On February 14th, the band released a first single, Trilogy. Moreover, during COVID-19 pandemic, after canceling tours, they released two instrumental editions, Everything Was Sound on April 24th, and When the End Began on May 1st. On April 9th, after revealing some artworks the prior couple days, they announced a surprise collaboration with Fate for King, a reworked version of Trilogy in Stockholm. From August 20th, 2020 to October 22nd, 2021, they released three singles and an announcement of the fourth album. To promote the album, they also announced that they will support Motionless and White's rescheduled US tour along with Light the Torch and Dying Wish, which has started in May 2021. Until they released the fourth album, Iridescent, on November 12th, 2021, via Solid State Records and Unified. It was produced by Drew Folk, Dan Pronstein, and Mitchell Stark. This album incorporated shoegaze genre in its track Terminal, and it received positive reviews. Let's take a break, and we'll be back for one more talk.
Oh,
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Summary on 90s FM. This was Antimatter, a second single and sixth track from the fifth album, Super Bloom. The background inspiration of it is from 2013, a sci-fi movie called Under the Skin, and partly from the band's tour, Van Crash. Okay, let's continue. In 2022, the Silent Planet's strong single from the fifth album, Signal, was released on July 22nd, until on November 3rd, a tragedy struck when the Silent Planet were driving during a snowstorm in Wyoming. The van flipped and crashed, although members, including Russell, who had concussion and fractured back due to this incident, survived. This incident partially inspired the album's creation, which was released on November 2nd, 2023. On November 23rd, Garrett Russell featured in English band Eckers' Signal Nothing. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I'm sorry if I couldn't continue the rest of the details, but we'll end our episode with a second track of Worlder from the seventh album, Super Bloom. Send your messages and your support on 90s FM's Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode. You rock and heal your voice. Have a great Thursday night. Salam.